William the Conqueror, the story of Hereward the Wake.
William of Normandy had won the Battle of Hastings, but he had not won England. Harold was dead, but the people would not call William king. For 5 days after the battle he waited, expecting the English lord to come to do homage to him as their new master. But not one came. The people were all full of grief and anger at the death of Harold, and of sullen hate for the conqueror. They would not own him as king. After 5 days, William waited no longer. More soldiers had come from Normandy to replace those who had been killed at the Battle of Hastings. With these new soldiers, William marched through the land, and so fierce and terrible was he that he forced the people to own him as king. By December, all the south of England was in William's power, and on Christmas Day he was crowned at Westminster. Scarcely a year before, the people had crowded to the same place to see Harold and to cheer and welcome him as their king. Now all was changed. The people were sullen and silent. The way was lined with Norman soldiers, and Norman faces and Norman costumes were everywhere to be seen. Stigand, the archbishop who had crowned Harold, refused to crown William, and William in wrath retorted that he was no true bishop and that he did not wish to be crowned by him. Yet William forced Stigand to be present at the coronation. Once again, as so short a time before, the voice of the bishop rang through the great church. "Do you take William of Normandy to be your king?" Once again the answer came. "We do." But this time the question was asked and answered in French, and the English voices were silent. So the question was asked again in English, and the answer came from unwilling English lips, but not from English hearts. "We do." Then an echoing cry was heard without, not the shout of a glad people, but a cry of agony and despair. The Norman soldiers, instead of keeping order, had begun to fight and kill. They had set fire to the houses near the church and were slaying and robbing. Those within the church rushed out, some in